It was late in the day when a letter came for the Rainbow Queen. She read that a dear friend was coming to stay. The Wind Lady would be there by sunrise, just as the sun turned gold. Kate could not wait to meet her. All the fairies are thrilled. They rush to get the housework done, so the Rainbow Tower will gleam. They sweep the hallway and dust each room. Make it all sparkle, Kate calls. But the rainbow broom is cranky. Kate cannot get it to come and work. When she tries to grab it, the broom growls at her. The broom zooms off in a huff down the hallway. Kate hangs on tight to the straw at the end of the broom. The broom bursts out the doorway and up into the sky outside. Before it can fly too far, Kate leaps on top and pulls it down to the ground. Then she sees why the broom is so cross. She forgot to clean it last time, and now it is covered in dirt and a thick cobweb. Kate brings the broom inside and gets it into the bathtub. She soaps it down and scrubs away the dirt. Back in her workshop, she combs the straw to make it lie neat and flat. The broom looks fresh and ready to go. The broom is happy now. Kate and the broom fly up high to the rainbow and sweep the dust off its bright stripes of color. Just as they finish, the fairies cheer in the warm sunshine. A swirl of silver wind curls down from the clouds. The Wind Girl floats to Earth with her long blue hair flowing behind her. "She is here," Kate says with a big grin. The Rainbow Queen stands on her rooftop as the rainbow shines above. "Welcome, old friend," she calls. "I have never seen it glow so bright," says the Wind Girl. Kate looks up too, with a big grin. The Wind Girl praises the fairies for all their hard work. She looks up at the shiny rainbow for a long time. Kate is so proud. She cleans the broom well before she puts it away inside.